The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
From Dog Works Training Centers, professional canine training centers in Denver, Colorado, and Anchorage, Alaska. This is Dog Works Radio, committed to families and their dogs to build lifelong and fulfilling relationships. Visit our website at dogworksradio.com. Dog Works Radio is part of Twine Group Media and syndicated worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Now, here are your hosts, Robert and Michelle Forto.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Robert Forto, and you're listening to Dog Works Radio, dogworksradio.com. And today we're having two guests on to talk about a program called Buster's Visions. Ladies, how's it going?
It's going excellent. How are you doing, Robert?
Fine, thank you. Is this Sue or Bobby?
No, this is actually Bobby. And I know that Sue had another prior engagement, so I'm hoping she'll be able to join us.
Okay, sounds good. I know we didn't get a chance to talk before you, right before airtime. So welcome to the show, Bobby. Introduce yourself and tell us what you're all about.
Well, my name is Bobby Evanson, and I'm the founder for Buster's Vision Nonprofit. Buster's Vision is a new nonprofit located in the Silicon Valley, and we're dedicated to provide the public with a positive, encouraging animal education. And we're trying to promote an awareness to protect animals, buyers, and respectful breeders, and to develop higher standards of ethical business practice and conduct.
So you're mode for your vision is a little dog named Buster. Tell us about Buster and his story a little bit.
Well, Buster is named after Buster Posey, the San Francisco Giants catcher. And Buster was born during the 2010 San Francisco World Series pennant game. Unfortunately, Buster was born with keratonic conjunctiva, Sicca, or DES, dry eye syndrome. He needs three different drops three times a day or his eyes will literally crack. Now, I tell the children that his drops are magic drops to create tear production because Buster has literally, he has little to no tear production and he's going blind. And I was the one that bred my two beautiful American Feline Chocolate Labs, Kepler and Galileo. So Buster Posey was one of their pups. He lives in Oregon at the base of Mount Hood in a village called Sandy, Oregon, with a wonderful family, the Robnets. And so because of Buster's handicap, his vision, I launched Buster's Vision Nonprofit. And so Buster's Vision really is about Buster Posey, the dog with no tears, and he's going blind, a sweet dog, very large, 140 pounds nearly. He bangs in the walls and he gets spooked very easily. But because of his vision and my vision and hopefully your vision and the audience out there.
So how does this come about? You know, I've heard of this condition, this disease before, but is it a genetic thing? Is it more of a breed specific thing? What is it exactly?
DES is actually it can be carried, from what I understand in the research I've done, through the gene pool, but also it can be developed from it could be from maybe bacteria, maybe possibly Buster could have had his eye scratched with Galileo, the female, my female, her, his mommy had his eye scratched with her claw. We really don't know for sure if, in fact, the DES was developed through the gene pool or if it was something that developed shortly thereafter. I did fix my female. No more litters. She only had one litter because I want to make sure that there are no more Buster Posies out there, the Happy Lab, by the way, with this defect.
We're talking to Bobby Evenson. She is the founder of a nonprofit called Buster's Vision. Thank you very much for joining us. I know you have a list of questions that we're going to get to, but before we do, tell us a little bit about yourself. What got you such involved on a crusade like this? Are you a nonprofiter by trade? You know, what is your background in terms of this, or is this just something you're so passionate about that you had to jump on it and roll with it?
Well, I was working in patent infringement, intellectual property. I also worked in legal employment and contracts. And at the time when I was working in legal, I, like I said, went ahead and bred my two dogs, my labs. And, of course, Buster Posey came about, and because, again, his vision, I decided to go ahead and launch Buster's Vision and pretty much walked away from my career because there's just absolutely no way that I can work in legal full-time in legal corporate because now we have our multimedia social network. Sunandita, who is the VP for Buster's Vision for the, I would say, Marcom, she's the one that single-handedly launched our creative multimedia social network, and amazing young lady, just absolutely amazing.
Go ahead, Robert.
And so, you know, the real goal is I'm hoping with Buster's Vision we'll be able to take our educational tools and create a catapult out there in our community. We have booths. I'm working on books, children's books, and a coloring book. And, you know, we just, you know, want to get out there with our presentations in the community, schools, libraries, churches, Boys and Girls Club, YMCA, to really plant those seeds with children and the next generation.
You know, it's a great thing you're doing, and you know, all of us have that catalyst to find our passions, whether it be a unfortunate illness with one of our dogs, or something that our kids are a part of, or something that really gets us up in the morning and makes us go every day. And to you, it's this this Buster's Vision nonprofit that you guys have began. So let's talk a little bit about that. You know, you've talked about earlier about how puppy mills are part of the problem, and you know a lot of people know that so many things are compounded when dogs are bred in these conditions, whether it be a condition like dry eye syndrome or hip dysplasia or something else. Why do you think that people just are so uneducated about that? What can we do to help people out to educate them more that it's not a good idea to buy that little puppy in the window that you see at the pet shop at the shopping mall?
Well, I feel that the number one reason animals are abandoned and abused is because of lack of education. Now, you know, I feel that puppy mill syndrome and puppy diseases really can be eradicated, and it's really quite simple through the tools of education. So I'm not trying to pick on you, Robert, but let's just imagine you are a puppy breeder. What's your favorite dog?
Of course, a Siberian Husky.
That's what I kind of figured after looking at the website. But let's say that you breed Siberian Huskies. And can you hear an echo in the background?
No, you sound fine, yes.
Okay, great. I hear a little bit of an echo. So let's say that you breed Siberian Huskies and Buster's Visionaries are out there really advocating our vision and telling people if you're going to go ahead and get a purebred and you're at a website and you're looking at these cute puppy pictures, make sure that you ask one magic question. That is to ask the breeder if they have a vet. You don't really need to waste your time, you know, on any other information at that point, because you know the website itself could be fraudulent or it could be a puppy mill. You never know what's going on behind that screen. The pictures may not even be there. So you go ahead and follow up with the vet and try to find out as much information as possible about the breeder. A good vet should know the history of the breeder, and I know this after breeding my dogs. So let's say hypothetically that you don't have a vet. There are no laws in place saying that you have to have a vet. Absolutely no laws have been mandated. So everybody's calling you, and they want full disclosure for the vet. You go to your sweetheart or your partner, let's say, and tell them, I can't sell the pups. Everybody wants full disclosure. Let's take the letter to the vet. You get to the vet, and I'm creating a hypothetical situation again. You get to the vet, and let's say the vet says, you know, I see a defect in the litter, and I think there's a possibility that all these pups could be a carrier, so they should be fixed. In addition to that, you need to use full disclosures to the buyer. Also, I see puppy mill syndrome, meaning lumps, tumors, could be eye boogers, you know, congestion in the chest. And he says, I need to aspirate the lumps and tumors and report my findings to the proper authorities. There's a possibility you could be investigated. So at this point, if the application for Buster's Vision is out there and you've got those breeders out there, sooner or later they're going to have to force their standards of business conduct, because if they don't, they're not going to be able to compete in the marketplace. And so when you think about it, if these pups can all get to the vet, they will go ahead and get that checkup and they'll be able to get the shot. Now, I know that, you know, with enough people that I've spoken to about measles and mumps, that has pretty much been eradicated in America. Chickenpox is on its way out because of the shingle disease. I've talked to enough directors that have told me that they have eradicated diseases in zoos with inoculations. So to me, it's a no-brainer that if these litters, puppies, kitties, get into the vet, that the disease can be wiped out. Again, you will see the standards of business conduct go up, and the buyers will be protected, and puppies and kitties will have a healthier, happier life, again, because of the standards of business conduct. All because of one magic question: do you have a vet? So it doesn't really matter, you know, it's good to have laws in place, but I think if the people demand, the results will come out in a positive way.
So what do you think, Bobby, what do you think the best way to catalyst this type of education? You know, people fall in love for puppies, no matter what people say, education is out there. Somebody sees a cute puppy, no matter where they come from, people just fall in love for it. So what do you think is the best way to educate these folks? You know, the Internet's doing great things, you know, with Facebook and social media and Twitter and the whole nine yards, and, of course, public service announcements and all that sort of stuff that you see on cable TV, you know, send money now to help out these abused animals and things. What do you think the other ways are to educate the public? Because, you know, there's so many people out there, and often the message goes unheard.
Well, you know, when you stop to really think about what's going on in our culture, what the animal industry, every day that, you know, you turn on your TV and pay attention to commercials, you would be surprised how many puppies and kitties you see in commercials that aren't even related to, you know, dog food. And so this media friends and your laptop, billboards, magazine, dogs, and you start paying attention, you'll see this media frenzy. Well, this media frenzy has created a multi-billion dollar industry. I mean, if you start to really look at the numbers of the whole industry across the board, it's just voluminous. And so it is unfortunate that many people go ahead and get a pet without being educated first. Now, with Buster's Vision, using booths and educational booths and getting out there and, again, planting those seeds for children with Buster's Vision animal presentations, I believe that's a very good start. I don't, you know, it's great having all the shelters out there and doing all this, but I don't believe that's the solution to the problem. And go ahead, Robert, you were going to say something?
No, go ahead.
Okay, so I don't believe that's the solution to the problem. In fact, you know, we can see that we're overwhelmed with so many shelters out there, and it's unfortunate. You see a lot of bogus rescues developing now. And, you know, the Silicon Valley Humane Society is amazing. You can actually go there now, and they have grief counseling. You know, PETA, ASAC, amazing organizations out there. People need to be aware, if they're going to go ahead and make a donation, they really should research the nonprofit. You know, we have a website, and it's the size of a pixel, if not smaller. And it's really, really hard to develop traffic with the website. I believe a good nonprofit that believes in their vision has to really get out there, and they have to be an advocate and work really hard. So with the tools of education and our booths and the presentations, I wrote a book called Doggy Hair, which is ready for publication. It's in print mode right now. And I slept in my laptop and my commercial projector. The last presentation I did was at the Boys and Girls Club. So it was just so much fun, Robert. You just can't imagine. The kids got really involved when I read Doggy Hair. But when I was done with Doggy Hair, I went ahead and I gave each child a handout or a guide to follow along with Buster's Vision Animal Education Presentation. They're already learning skills, you know, for corporate, which is kind of amusing to me. But the bigger vision is the learning about the responsibility of animals. Now, personally, for me, if a child is raised in a low-income area, there's a huge possibility that there could be abuse in the home, and that's a learned behavior. Now, if there's a puppy or a kitty in that home, they can't protect themselves. But if you bite, pinch, kick, pull the hair, or yell at a dog, you know, put him in a closet, or a puppy, and put him in the closet, they're going to grow into a puppy. So there's a huge possibility the child could become a victim if the dog attacks. I know that I met an urgent care nurse at my gym, and she was telling me, oh, this is amazing what you're doing, because I see a minimum of two animal bites a day. And so that was an affirmation to me. But the bigger vision is, if a child is raised in an abusive, fragmented home, I am hoping that the animal will get some love in that home from the animal. We all know that animals just, you know, are just full of unconditional love. And it may not be everything, it may be everything in that child's life. To fill, you know, what's going on in that dysfunctional home. And also, and Doggy Hair, by the way, is about a little girl her companion and her dog. The moral of the story, but a little girl, her companion, and hairballs. You know how hair will collect into balls, right, in corners?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the hairballs become little hair monsters. And the moral of the story is if you love doggies, you must love hair because you'll always have hair everywhere. It's just what it is. There's no such thing. I love how people will talk about hyperallergenic dogs. I'm going like, cut me a break. You know, there's no such thing as a hairless dog. So that book is in the back. It has some thank you pages and a bit about Buster's vision, actually quite a bit about Buster's vision. So when the parent is reading the book to the child, you see those seeds planted. It's funny. It's a parody. It's a blessing. I have no idea how I did it after looking at working in an environment and patents and transactional. But the second book I just finished, and I'm working with an illustrator, and it's called My Doggy is a Vegan or Not. Again, a parody, quite funny. A vet approached me at one of the booths, and she said, my God, this is so amazing you do this. I had a family dog come in that the kidney was about ready to rupture, and the dog apparently was urinating blood, all because the kids fed the family dog grapes. Now, nothing could be done. The dog had to be put down. So if children are not taught about the dangers of different people foods, you can expect them to follow the golden rule, which is to share. So again, you know, when the parent is reading My Doggy is a Vegan or Not, they'll be planting those seeds. There'll be a lot of fun going on, but the seeds will be planted for the future so that, you know, these pets can be protected. And it, again, it's quite simple, the tools of education. So, you know, I don't care if you ever remember my name. I just really don't. I mean, I don't know who the founder is for Greenpeace or PETA or ASAC or the Humane Society, but they obviously had an amazing vision. And so the goal is, you know, when I'm dead and gone, I'm really, really hoping that these seeds that I'm trying to plant will take, you know, hold and bear fruit for the next generation. I'm hoping children will be able to educate their parents. I feel like something needs to be done. I am just getting frustrated what's going on in today's culture. And I really feel it is a condition of the human heart. It really is broken, and we all have had a broken heart, and we've all broken someone's heart. You know, we live in a throwaway society. We throw away, you know, we throw away girlfriends, boyfriends, husbands, wives, children, dogs, cats. And so, you know, if you have a relationship with your doggy or your sweetheart or your mom or your colleague, your neighbor, we really need to take responsibility for those relationships. We really need to lift our standards of business conduct. Our standards, and also businesses, they need to lift their standards up. We need to set, you know, high examples for children, because what hope is there, Robert, for the future if we don't?
I agree with that wholeheartedly there. We're talking to Bobby Evenson. She is the founder of Buster's Vision. Buster'sVision.com is the website. We're not only talking about a condition that started this whole thing with Buster being born with a condition called dry eye syndrome, but also everything that comes with that, with proper care and compassion for your animals, for your dogs. And you're doing that through a bunch of informational booths, informational seminars, and of course a couple of books. You know, I'm looking at your list here, and you have a hip hop song called Busta Move Busta. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, that is a project I'm hope that will be done, I mean, that we can at least start in 3Q 2013. And I've been networking with a hip hop artist in Oakland. And what I'd like to do is approach the Dance Academy and various other dance studios and get involved and develop business relationships with them. So I would like them to create the choreography in Oakland Dance Academy. And then the kids that are in the school will learn of the song and the dance. And what is Art Institute has been amazing. They have they gave me a booth, and I was able to capture some volunteers there for videography. So they're going to film it, and then we're going to work with a production company. That's going to be a huge project because you can see the many facets involved. And the goal is the kids will be, you know, singing and dancing to this Busta Move Busta. One of the last presentations I did, I just kind of did the chorus to the kids. And, you know, people can go ahead and laugh at me, so I'm going to put my shame pretty much in the gutter and do the chorus really quickly. But it was so great watching the kids, how they were using their hands and wanting to be in the video. So this is how it goes. Busta, Busta, Busta Move Busta. Busta, Busta, Busta Move Busta. Don't break it, let's shake it. It took 4 months to bake it, bake it. Mock it with the B for Busta, Busta, Busta and me. Busta, Busta, Busta and me. Bam. And so these kids were their hands and the way they were sliding, and I thought, oh, wow, I think this is really going to work. I really, really think this song is going to work. It's going to be probably cost me a minimum of $4K just, you know, for production, because I really, really do hope that this will go off like Gangnam Style, Harlem Shakers, and plant that seed again so that kids will know. And by the way, when I said it took 4 months to bake it, 4 months gestation period, right? And so you can see, you know, how I want this song to go. And I really hope, you know, that when it does take seed, I would love to approach the San Francisco 49er cheerleaders and ask them to paint their faces and, you know, get their sex appeal going and doing this song. I think that would be a really amazing opportunity, just a real dream of mine. So, and also, I think it would be amazing to be able to network with the San Francisco Giants. Remember, Buster was born during the 2010 pennant games for the World Series, and he was named after Buster Posey, the dog. So it'd be great to just be able to approach him with a journalist and videographers and be able to interview him. And who knows, maybe we could get some seed money and sponsorship. But, you know, we're just working really, really, really hard. We've got a great team of volunteers and a board that are really dedicating their time and such a devoted passion to animals and children. So, you know, one voice can make a difference, and one person isn't a village. I may be the founder, but I certainly cannot take the accolades for Buster's vision and where we're going. And we are actually now, with the volunteers, are across the U.S., which is so amazing. And for also with Buster's vision, there seems to be little to absolutely no funding for animal education. There's just nothing available. So I feel very blessed with the books, and we are working on a coloring book. The coloring book is going to resonate with the Buster Vision Animal Education for Kids. And, you know, so that's going to be dot-to-dot word puzzles in the picture. Look for the blue bag, the leash, and the collar. And, of course, you know, the characters from the BB Buster Vision series, book series, is going to be Boo, Buster, and the Hair Monsters. And so in the coloring book, you know, like I said, look for the blue bag, the leash, and the collar. Instructions go to page 12, follow the maze, find the trash can, throw the blue bag away. It'll have a picture of Boo Walking Buster and the Hair Monsters, and, you know, with a big bag of poo, highly exaggerated, but entertaining and funny. So, you know, when the kids are working on the coloring books, it will be able to solidify what they learned in the presentation for Buster's Vision Animal Education for Kids. Another big goal for Buster's Vision. I wanted to mention the third book I just started, which is called Boo Buster and the Hair Monsters, Meet a Friend, which is going to be very different from the other two books. All the books are radically different. But in that book, Boo has a single parent, her mommy, because you can see, you know, the divorce rate across the country. You know, we don't even bother to get married anymore, and so that contract is no longer in place. And I think if you ask most people, you know, that are married, it would be easier to walk away from a marriage if you did not have that contract. And I think most would say absolutely, because it is really tough, the challenges that you have in marriage, especially with the stress in today's culture. It's just really, really a challenge. So going back to the book, the mommy will be a single parent. She asks, this is part of it, Boo, to take Buster out to go to his job. And they meet a cat named Scruffy. And they ask Scruffy where he lives, and he points, I used to live across the street. And they say, what do you mean? And he says, well, I live on the streets now. And so at one point, Scruffy takes off, and Boo Buster and the Hair Monsters chase after him, and they see Scruffy hiding, and they're asking Scruffy, why are you hiding? And he says, you know, if you've seen that movie 101 Dalmatian, to remember the character with the woman that wasn't so nice in the movie, and then the truck and how she was trying to get the Dalmatian. You remember that, right, Robert?
Yes.
So envision this, you see the Scruffy hiding, and he says to Boo and Buster, that truck over there, and that mean person, they're going to take me away if they get me. My friends that I had on the street, many have disappeared. And so Boo and Buster and the Hair Monsters bring Scruffy home, and they come up with creative ideas to get money so they can buy cat food for Scruffy, and with success, obviously, and so they feed Scruffy, and Scruffy turns into this incredibly beautiful cat. And Boo says, Scruffy, you know, I'm going to rename you now as Princess because you're so beautiful, and Mommy's birthday is tomorrow, and I'm going to give you to her as a present. So Scruffy comes into the home. I feel with that book, see, I just have to find the right language. Some way I've got to find the right language to be able to touch the hearts and to really get that seed rooted. Children will be learning about, you know, you know how we always talk about multi-picture families, but, you know, that broken family, again, single parent, they'll learn about that. And maybe kids won't feel so bad that are in this situation of only having a mommy. And also, kids will learn about abandonment issues. They'll learn about the shelters, and they'll be learning about how to be creative to make on how to make money, and this genuine love in the family when they bring Scruffy into the home. So, can you see how big this vision is becoming with these books? And it's just, I feel so blessed and honored to do Buster's Vision. It's such a challenge, though, financially right now, because everything costs money. Gas going to the presentation booth. And, by the way, we did get some grants. I'm sorry, we did get a Google grant for our AdWords campaign. Sunandita is handling that. Oh, she's just incredible. Her hands are full. And so we feel very, very blessed with that. I can't wait to have Doggy Care come out, because I intend on taking Sunandita over to Google. I feel embarrassed, but I don't remember the names of the founders. Two men that actually, soon Anita's going to be joining us, two men that actually founded nonprofit for Stanford graduates. So I can't wait to take soon Anita with me over to Google and present them with a doggy hair book and a little spiel that we're going to write into the book. So, you know, just to let them know, we're so grateful with how they've helped out Buster's Vision, giving us grants. And they also, we've gotten a grant that's called Google One Today, right? And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to shift this over to Suna and Dita and let her take over because, again, see, I want people to see, you know, this professional, creative, technical pulse behind Buster's Vision. And also I wanted to let you know that Suna and Dita is a professional model and she's an actress and she's doing a movie right now. So talk about that talent. But let me get her on the phone. Okay, Robert?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Sue. Thanks for joining us today. I know you were running a little bit late. We have about 10 minutes left on the show, and I definitely wanted to give your time to talk as well. So if you can, introduce yourself. Tell us who you are and what you're about.
Hi, Robert. I'm Sunandita. I'm an ex-Googler, and I used to work as an AdWords strategist with Google. And currently, I work as a technical pulse lead with Buster's Vision. With Buster's Vision nonprofit, I and Bobby started the social media platform. We kickstarted ourselves on Facebook, on Twitter, on Pinterest, and Instagram. We have about 3,000 followers on Twitter, and we are creating a lot of buzz on the Facebook as well. And currently, I work with Google Grants of Buster's Vision, where Google gives us $10,000 in advertising credit every month, and we use it to advertise about our future projects and everything. So, yeah. That's a little about me. Apart from Buster's Vision, I also enjoy acting and modeling. So I'm doing a small short film, which is being directed by an East Indian director. It's based on a story about India, some issue regarding that. So that's a little about me.
So we were talking earlier to Bobby about everything that she's doing with the books and the presentations and her mission that she's trying to capture with people she speaks with. How are people attaching this vision on social media? What is their response to this type of education?
I think people can relate to it a lot because once you become a dog owner, it's not an easy thing. Like, I myself am a dog owner, and I bought a dog who had a genetic disease, and I didn't know about it after a few months of having him. So, you know, as an initial owner, I think with our website, we have given a lot of education to the initial dog owners. So people on Facebook tell us about their dog stories. They share their dog pictures. They tell us a little about them. And even on Twitter, people, you know, share what happened to their dogs and how they're dealing with. Like, my dog had a genetic disease of not producing offsprings, and he's a full-breed German Shepherd, so his mother had to be then, you know, not bred again with the other dogs because this disease only comes in once in a few litters, and his mother has already produced, like, 5-6 litters already. So, like that. And Pinterest and Instagram, I guess, we have a lot of enthusiastic followers who pin very cute doggy pictures to our Buster's Vision nonprofit, which you guys can go and watch it at Buster's Vision at Instagram and Pinterest. Yeah.
So you know, Sue, a lot of folks are on Facebook, and there's tons of different websites that people can look at for different types of causes for dog care, dog ownership, dog responsibility, et cetera. What makes you guys' site stand out above the rest? You know, because there's just so much information out there. How can people find the right information, whether it be at your site or others?
So what makes us stand out from other people is because we focus on only one thing, and that is education about dogs. Other people have a lot of, you know, different things going on. Like, there's a Dogster website which might have a lot of different information. But we focus on, you know, breeders. And if you're going to get a full-bred dog, like how you should go about it. And then we provide education after you've become a dog owner. So, you know, our product is one thing only. It's education about dog ownership and how we want the dogs to, you know, remain your best friends. We don't want a dog to end up in shelter or anywhere, and we really want to eliminate puppy diseases.
Right, and that's a very noble cause that you guys are attaching yourselves to. So what's coming up? What's in the future? You know, Bobby was telling us about all the books and a possible hip-hop song and this sort of stuff. What's in the future, at least on your end?
At my end, I guess I'm already working on a few AdWords ads for the new books which are about to be launched for Buster's Vision. And then we are planning a new marketing design team for, you know, a new website which is going to be launched recently about children's, Kids for Buster it's called. And so that's it. I'm working on the website and ads for Buster's Vision right now.
So one last question in regards to the website. You know, in today's day and age, everybody is doing social media things through their smartphones, through their iPods and iPhones and that sort of thing. Is there anything that is upcoming, because I know this is your area of expertise, anything upcoming that is interactive that people can, you know, take part in on the websites? You know, today, websites just aren't pictures and text anymore. There's interaction going on. Is anything happening there at Buster's Vision?
Yeah, so we actually opened ourselves as a topic on Quora where we, you know, people can talk to us and know more about us. And Buster's Vision already has a blog also going, which was founded by mother of Buster. It's by Melissa, where you can know more about Buster. And I think people talk to her there a lot. So that's the interactive features going on. And, you know, like you're right, it's not about website and pictures these days. It's all about interaction with the customers and the, you know, our people as well. So through social media like Facebook, we get to talk to a lot of our followers and, you know, respond back to them. And even on Twitter, like that's how we found you guys, right?
Right. Right. Yeah, it's just amazing how much a connection can be made just through your phones these days, and how many things can blossom from that. Sue, anything else that you want to mention before we go?
We're coming up with a contest on Facebook soon for Buster's Vision, and people who log into it and answer the poll, they're going to get really good, really cool Buster Vision goodies. Like we have awesome t-shirts, and there's a new book coming soon, which you all really know about, the doggy hair. So one lucky recipient will get a signed doggy hair book from Bobby, and that's the new thing.
Very, very cool. Well, if I could have Bobby on one more time. Sue, thank you very much. I know you rushed over to get on the show. Thanks for very much for joining us, and hope again we talk again soon, okay?
Okay. Yes, Robert.
Isn't she amazing?
She is. So, Bobby, we're just about out of time here. I just want to make sure that we get one last way of contacting you guys. What is your guys' website? I know you're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, et cetera. What's the best landing spot to get in contact with the folks over at Buster's Vision?
Well, we have a gentleman that is going to be handling the search engine optimization for our current website, Buster's Vision, and we're going to be adding more pages on there for our books, obviously t-shirts, so that we can get some fundraised proceeds coming in. So the website, I would have to say, is the best mode of communication. It has all our widgets at the bottom of the page. You can see that will network over to Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, I believe there's four different ones, YouTube, and we hope to get the Four Corners in there, and then what's the new one that we just put up? Quora. So
there you go.
Yeah, the Facebook would be the best one, which is very easy, bustersvision.com.
Very good. Well, Bobby, thank you very much for joining us. I'll make sure that we include your links as well on our pages, and I'll send over a page link as soon as we get it up, okay?
Okay. I want to thank you, Robert, for this awesome opportunity We're just really, really trying to feverishly get out there on the networks to really, create this Buster Vision and get Buster Visionaries to join our campaign, not only on a state level, but we would love to go global, obviously, and viral. Okay. Anything
else
you want to ask me?
No. We covered it all. Thank you very much, Bobby. Enjoy the weekend. Have a safe Memorial Day, okay?
All right. Thank you very much, Robert. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.